In a world that gets more mysterious every day, where government conspiracies and cover-ups are the norm, you need a beacon of truth. You need the Paranormal Patriot. Welcome to the Paranormal Patriot. I'm just kidding. Welcome to the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for listening. As always, thank you for tuning into the Paranormal Patriot. I am your host, as always, wearing the tinfoil hat. My name is Tom Velasquez. And once more, thank you for tuning in to the Paranormal Patriot, your source for common sense and the truth that is being withheld from you. Now, on this episode today, I am going to discuss a possible reason why I, as well as many others, have been sick throughout this entire winter season with symptoms that do not seem to be affected or alleviated with antibiotics. On top of that, I am so excited about this. This is going to be a big day for the show. We will announce the name of the award for the lack of common sense that we started last week, as well as announce this week's winner. However, before we take our break, I just want to go off topic, and I want to thank every one of you that submitted their award name ideas, their nominations for this week, and those that informed me where you listened to this show from, what platform. As I've said to you so many times before, all of you are a phenomenally great asset to this show. Quite honestly, again, you guys know it. I tell you all the time. But it is you, my listeners, that make this show what it is. From your show ideas that I receive every week to your encounters that you submit to your general comments about the show, it is because of you that this show has continued for just about 4 years. Through the archaic beginnings of the show that was Mysteries of Michigan, through a name change, and now through a brand new growth cycle, you have been with me and supported me. The most rewarding aspect of the show, which is my passion, is not the fact that this podcast has survived longer than 90% of the other podcasts that have ever been created. That is nice. Most podcasts, if they last 2 years, that's a good thing. We're going on 4 years. But my most accomplished achievement that this show has produced has been the friendships that I have made. Andy from Texas, Danielle from New Jersey, Richard from Michigan, Andy from England, Katrina from Michigan, Mr. L from Maryland, Brandon from Michigan. Brandon, sorry, for some reason I thought you lived in Cadillac. I should have known. We've talked about it before. I know your hometown. I do apologize for that. But Chris from Wisconsin. Happy birthday, Chris. Connie from Michigan. Pat from Michigan. Kurt from Ohio. And Christy from Florida. I know I may have forgot some, but honestly, I cannot name all of you. All of you that have enriched my life and made me cherish every one of you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Not only for your support, but most importantly, for your friendship. It truly means the world to me to have contact with you people. I love doing this show. And when it first started as Mysteries of Michigan, I loved doing it because I love to get my voice out there. And while I still do that, while I still love giving advice and telling people things they may not know and telling them right from wrong, in my opinion, that's nice. However, it's the friendships that have been created by this show. And a lot of you, I don't think of you as listeners now. I think of you as friends. We talk quite a bit. And it's just an added bonus for this show. So I wanted to take a quick second and just thank every one of you. And if I didn't mention your name, it's not that I didn't think of you and don't think of you in that way. It's just there are a lot of people out there. I'm going to forget names. You know who you are. But thank you. Thank you for everything that you have done. to make Mysteries of Michigan and now the Paranormal Patriot one of the most successful podcasts to come from the state of Michigan, but also the longest running. And I don't take pride in that, saying, hey, I did it. Look at what I did. I say, look at what we did. All you have to do is say, oh, look at Paranormal Patriot has a new show. Delete. But you listen to it. And you keep listening to it every week. Even when I'm sick and I can't do a show, you go back and listen to older episodes. That is, it's heartwarming. That's all I can say. So thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything you guys are doing and continue to do. Without your support, the show is nothing. And I do want you to know that I sincerely, truly believe that. So, again, with that being said, we will take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to learn why so many of us have been so sick for so long. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot, and we will be right back. All right, I hope some of you took advantage and took me up on the offer to go to opensecrets.org. For those of you who have not, what are you waiting for? Go to opensecrets.org and find out where your politicians, who represents you, where their allegiances lie. Are they voting for you or for their pocketbook? It's quite simply the easiest way to find out. All you have to do is go to www.opensecrets.org, type in your congressman, your senator, whoever you want, whatever politician you want. Find out where they are getting their money from. Are you asking, why would they vote that way? Go to opensecrets.org and find out. Find out if they have a reason to vote a certain way. Do they have a financial obligation due to the fact that this person, this organization, contributed funds to their election campaign, so therefore they have to pay them back? In other words, no longer representing you, representing the power that they choose to have. All you have to do is go to www.opensecrets.org, type in the politician's name that you want to look up, and it spells it out for you. Who's giving them money? What organization? And is this why they're voting the way they are voting? Again, one more time, www.opensecrets.org. Alrighty, we are back. Now, if you're wondering what the new bumper music is, those are my beats. Those are my remixes. I am toying with the idea of moonlighting as a DJ as a fourth or fifth side job. So if you like the music, let me know. I'll keep it coming out as bumper music. But we are now going to be talking about a subject that one of my listeners sent me. This listener said, Tom, you have been sick for the longest time. And if you've been listening to this show since November, you have no doubt realized that I have pretty much been nonstop sick since Thanksgiving. I, as well as many of my listeners, have been to the doctor many times. We're first told, oh, you've got the flu, just take it easy, blah, blah, blah. Then we go back when we're not feeling any better. And then we're told it's a virus. Well, this listener, she said, Tom, I've been sick pretty much all winter also, and this is what I think is going on. And she sent me a link to an article, and I read the article, and according to Dr. Len Horowitz, it's not the flu, it's not a virus, it's a conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy theory, but it's conspiracy fact. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to read the article for you. And then we're going to go and make a quick little discussion on it. So, like me, you're sick. Your nose is stuffy, your body aches, you're sweaty, coughing, sneezing, and you don't have enough energy to get out of the bed. Well, according to Dr. Len Horowitz, it's not the flu, it's a conspiracy. Over the past 10 years, Horowitz has become America's most controversial medical authority. He is a university-trained medical researcher. Horowitz, who's 48, charges that elements of the United States government are conspiring with major pharmaceutical companies to make large segments of the population sick. The mainstream media is reporting that hospital emergency rooms are jammed with patients suffering from bizarre respiratory infections that don't quite seem like a virus. They are reporting that it's a mystery flu and that the flu vaccines are ineffective against it. We just took my son, I had to take him to an urgent care, a ready care, whatever you want to call it in your neck of the woods, because the ERs are overflowing with people that are sick. According to Dr. Leonard Horowitz, this is all hogwash, bogus nonsense. The fact of the matter is, we've seen this type of epidemic since the end of 1998 and the beginning of 1999. People have been hacking and coughing with this bizarre illness that does not follow any logical viral or bacterial onset and transition period. If it was really bacterial or a viral infection, it would have caused a fever, but it didn't. It lasts for weeks, if not months. Sinus congestion, sinus drainage, cough, fatigue, general malaise. People have been feeling off. I work with the public on a daily basis, and I cannot tell you how many times I've had a customer come up and just tell me, and they use those words, I have been feeling off. I have not been myself since September, since October, November. But there is an alarming number of people that say they just have not been themselves. They are, in their words, feeling off. The Armed Forces Research Institute of Pathology has registered a patent for the pathogenic mycoplasma that is causing the epidemic. You can see the patent report in the book, Healing Codes for the Biblical Apocalypse. Mycoplasma is not really a fungus. It's not really a bacteria. It's not really a virus. It has no cell wall. It goes deep into the cell nuclei, therefore making it very difficult to mount an immune response against it. It's a man-made biological weapon. The patent report explains how it causes chronic upper respiratory infections that are virtually identical to what is going on now. Now, I believe the chemtrails are responsible for the chemical intoxication of the public, which would then cause a general immune suppression, low-grade to high-grade, depending on exposure. The immune dysfunction allows people to become susceptible to opportunistic infections, such as this mycoplasma and other opportunistic infections, says Dr. Horowitz. I first began to investigate chemtrails when some were sprayed over my hometown in northern Idaho. I took pictures of them and then contacted the Environmental Protection Agency of the state, who were clueless and referred me to the Air Force. They got me in touch with the Centers for Disease Control Toxicology, and after about a week, I received a letter from one of their chief toxicologists saying, indeed, there was a small amount of ethylene dibromide in the jet fuel. Ethylene dibromide is a known human chemical carcinogen that was removed from unleaded gasoline because of its cancer-causing effects. Now, suddenly, it has appeared in the jet fuel that high-altitude military aircraft are emitting. Ethanol dibromide is coming out of the jet fuel that is causing immune suppression and weakening people's immune systems. Then you've got a mycoplasma microbe or a fungus that causes an upper respiratory illness. Suddenly you develop a secondary bronchial or bacterial infection. Now you get hit with antibiotics, and the antibiotics causes your body chemistry to go acidic. So now you get rashes and other things. Your liver gets full of toxins and comes out through your skin in rashes, and then you get hyperallergenic reactions associated with the other chemicals. According to Dr. Horowitz, I've got colleagues in the Bahamas, Bermuda, Toronto, British Columbia, all reporting the same bizarre seeding of the atmosphere. all of a sudden, now you've got human beings completely out of balance and infected by 2, 3, or 4 microbial cofactors, as well as intoxicated by a variety of different chemicals. And then you get somebody who's going to be chronically ill. The article then continues. The Frank Church congressional hearings of 1975 exposed the Central Intelligence Agency biological weapons contracting firms, Litton Bionetics, and the Army Corps of Engineers who were developing and utilizing various biological weapons on populations. And this is all done under black operations, covert operations. Where they get funding and congressional people are never informed where that money is going. It's the black budget, so says Horowitz. And in the contemporary warfare arena, where experts in biological chemical warfare convene and discuss the ways that are ideal to conduct the warfare today, to really take an enemy out, you don't really want to kill the people. You want to produce people who are chronically ill and become dependent on the state and totally sap the resources of the country. And then you can move in with your military, medical, industrial complex and your international medical pharmaceutical cartel. Then you sell these defeated countries all of the pharmaceuticals and chemicals they need to maintain any semblance of healthy function. They're completely depleted. They can't put together a military. You create a dependence, and therefore you weaken the population, and weakened populations are easy to control. So you've got population control, and you make fast fortunes doing it versus just blowing up a nuclear weapon and devastating the infrastructure that you would essentially own. You and your colleagues own that infrastructure. You want to get rid of the people. You don't want to get rid of the infrastructure. So why, who are they really targeting? And the article says, who are they targeting for genocide? If there's an attempt underway to reduce the population of the planet, why isn't it happening? Well, Dr. Horowitz says, look at the countries like those in Africa, third world nations that have been heavily targeted with HIV and AIDS. And consider that 73% of HIV and AIDS patients in America today are black or Hispanic. Statistically, 55% of gay men in America are already dead. Are you seeing depopulation specifically targeting minority groups now? Of course, it's happening right now. They don't want to totally eliminate populations completely, just certain populations. And isn't that, from their perspective, wonderful? They've got a covert depopulation agenda that nobody's picked up on yet. It's ideally what they want to produce. It's not just about the money. I think there's a satanic or evil ideology, because Nixon himself said, referring to the Rockefellers, it's not about the money for these people, it's about the power. Then the article goes into a Monopoly game analogy. At the end of the Monopoly game, what do? One person wins, they own all of the real estate, they own all of the assets, they've wiped all the other players out, and the game is over. You can then put the game away in your closet. You can't do that on planet Earth. The person who wins at the end of this world Monopoly game gets to rearrange the board. And that's precisely what we've seen over the last couple of years. You've seen not the biggest fish eating the biggest fish in international commerce. You've seen the mega whales eating the mega whales in these mega mergers. All of these little companies that are producing your vitamins are a subsidiary of a major conglomerate. Today, a Warner, Lambert, or Glaxo, Wellcom, all of these huge, huge corporations own all of the little fish. They buy them out. The article ends at that point. So let me talk a little bit about my take on what is going on. If you've listened to this show for quite a while, you know that I have been chronically ill for a long time. Started out with fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and then I had liver issues. Is it any coincidence that basically what this article is talking about is you have liver issues, you have chronic fatigue, you have aches and pains that just don't go away? I would be lying to you to say if I said that I didn't think that all these chemtrails being sprayed over my head against my wishes, we're not having some type of effect on me. But I also know that people already think I'm crazy for what I talk about on this show, so I don't promote my craziness more than I have to. But there may be some truth to this. You need to ask yourself, if you are chronically sick, look at your symptoms. Listen to this article. Replay this article I just read to you. Does it match up? Does it make sense? Is it above our government to poison its citizens? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I have said for years now, I wouldn't put anything past our government. I've said for years that a weak population, a divided population, is an easily controlled population. We are easily controlled now. Not only are we weak, are we sick, but we're divided. I've also said that there are so many natural cures for cancer, for diabetes, for anything you can think of that are natural. But our pharmaceuticals companies and our government are withholding them from us because they realize that if we know that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, if they know that that is actually true and people just start eating apples and then therefore get better and stop getting sick, these pharmaceutical companies, which essentially control our country, are put out of business and they can't handle that. So they would rather keep the population sick. Because if we are sick, we go to the doctors. The doctors are trained that, oh, no. Holistic medicine doesn't work. You need these pills here, these man-made pills. Well, if it's natural, it's good for our body. Anything man-made is going to have side effects. Listen to any of these commercials for medication on TV. You've got commercials from everything from to ED to you have to go to the bathroom too much to anything to help your heart. But they always, and it's in a real low voice and it's real quick. Side effects may include rash. It may include kidney failure. It may include liver damage. It may include death. But keep taking it. So in other words, what you're trying to, the medicine you're trying to take to alleviate the problem that you have is going to produce 10 times more problems. You may grow a third head. You may grow an extra arm. But those are just side effects. Your main problem, where you may have to get up and go to the bathroom at times at night, that's solved, right? We've done our job. We continue to go to the doctor. We continue to have the doctors say, here's an antibiotic. Even though we know that every time we take an antibiotic, the viruses that are in us build up an immunity to them. To the point that, I've talked about it before, there's going to be a time where antibiotics are no longer going to work because these viruses are going to build up a resistance to them. Every time we take an antibiotic, that virus builds a resistance to that. And it gets stronger, and it gets stronger, and it gets stronger. And here's where I'm going to piss off a lot of people. Vaccinating our children, we are putting poison. We are injecting poisons into their bodies. Now, antibiotics, I get they've eliminated polio. And antibiotics have eliminated, I don't know, what else, whooping cough? Although whooping cough's coming back. But the problem is, I have a problem with risking my child's health. Because a school system says, you have to have your child vaccinated before they come to school. Because there's parents out there that say, well, if he's not vaccinated against the mumps, that kid shouldn't be in school. Okay, you're all right injecting poison into your child. I have a problem with it. Somehow, and I don't know how, by the grace of God, the human race has survived all these years, and it's grown rapidly all these years without antibiotics, without vaccinations. We could learn a lot from the people in the past. They knew that certain foods would eliminate diseases. That's all they had. They didn't have antibiotics, so they said, okay, take this pear, and that'll stop your ED. And guy drinks a pear, or eats a pear. Lo and behold, there goes his ED. He's a happy man again. Take this tomato. Rub it on your face. That gets rid of acne. Young child rubs his tomato on your face. Acne's gone. But we're going to swab a chemical that dries the living daylights out of our face onto it to eliminate acne. Because Jessica Simpson is touting a Proactive ad saying, I've used Proactive and look at me. Okay? You're swabbing your face with chemicals. Man-made chemicals. Our bodies are not man-made. Our bodies are natural. So therefore, when we put a man-made chemical on there, it's going to react in some way, shape, or form. Yes, Proactive may get rid of pimples, acne. But what else is it doing that we're not being told? Are we getting skin cancer because of it? Are we more susceptible to skin cancer because we're altering the chemical composition of our skin by throwing chemicals onto our skin, rubbing it on there, drying it out? But because we have a celebrity touting this product, well, that's all we need. Well, Jessica Simpson, she uses Proactive. I need to also. So regardless of whether it fixes us, we don't care about that. Because, yeah, look at my acne's gone. I got a perfect complexion. But what is this doing to our body? What are these chemicals that are being sprayed over us doing to our body? We can't at this point deny that something is going on in the skies above us. You know, I have people at work all the time. I walk outside, holy cow, look at all the chemtrails going on right now. And they laugh at me. They're like, you're an idiot. You are crazy as crazy can be. They don't want to know. You start to tell them about chemtrails and what exactly is going on. A contrail doesn't spread out over the sky and turn the sky overcast. A chemtrail is essentially just water vapor, right? Coming from the exhaust of a jet. So if that's the case, as it drops down to the ground and gets warmer, it dissipates. It doesn't sit in the air and spread out over the sky to turn a beautiful blue sky day into a hazy overcast day. It doesn't work like that. That's because it's not just water vapor that's coming out. It's barium, it's aluminum, and who knows? We know that it's aluminum. Soil samples have stated that there's a high prevalence of aluminum in our soil right now. Is it any coincidence that the cases of Alzheimer's are skyrocketing over the last 20 years? Supposedly since they've started spraying aluminum, be it weather modification, be it population control, I don't care. You're spraying aluminum in the sky. What is going to happen to those aluminum flakes? They're going to drop to the ground. I'm going to breathe them in. Aluminum will naturally gravitate towards the brain. Every Alzheimer's patient that has ever had their brain looked at after they have died has had an abundance of aluminum built up in their brain. It's not from the aluminum pans that we were cooking with. It's from the crap that they're spraying over our head that we just, by the course of breathing, are breathing in. Too many people are blind to this. Too many people don't care about this. Because I don't think it happens. Doesn't affect me, but it affects everybody. Everyone around us is affected by this. If you know somebody that's chronically ill, I guarantee you there's a natural substance to fix them. I'm currently looking for mine. I've beat my liver issue. I beat it. I don't have an issue, I don't believe, anymore. The fibromyalgia, different story. I got to find out what I need to do to fix that. So if there are any holistic doctors out there listening to this show, fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, I could definitely use a natural remedy for that. So with that being said, I want to take a quick break. Let me know what you think about this. Am I way off base? Is there something called the chemtrail flu? Or is there something to this? I'm a firm believer that there's something to this because I have no doubt that our government would have no qualms about spraying crap in the air to make us sick. It just gives them more control over us. And that's what all these politicians in Washington are there for, is control. So we're going to come back and we are going to unveil the name of the award. We are going to give this week's award out. I can't wait. It's going to be a good time. Everybody should enjoy it. We will be right back. You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot. Roll up in the town in the afternoon. Looking for the pimp dress, make you swoon. All righty, the upcoming segment of the show, a very important segment of the show, is being brought to you by the Southern Michigan Bigfoot Research Group. If you have had an encounter or something unexplainable happen in the Southern Michigan region and you want to talk about it, please contact the Southern Michigan Bigfoot Research Group. Everything is kept confidential. There's no need to get all public with everything. You need to contact the Southern Michigan Bigfoot Research Group at sm_bfrg@hotmail.com. They are your local Bigfoot Research Group, and they will get to the bottom of any issue you have, be it paranormal, supernatural. If you've had an encounter that you can't explain in Southern Michigan or the surrounding area, contact the Southern Michigan Bigfoot Research Group at sm_bfrg@hotmail.com. I am so excited for this upcoming part of the show. I've never been to an award show, so I can't hide my giddiness. But now we are going to announce the name of the weekly award given to the person who lacks the most common sense on a weekly basis. Now again, I truly appreciate everyone's suggestion for a name of this award. I'm going to tell you, it was extremely hard to come to a decision. But I chose the name because it exemplified what I wanted this award to be, which is the manipulation of the truth and downright lying to the public, but more importantly, the lack of common sense. So the name chosen is a mixture of Brian Williams, the NBC News anchor who flat out lied to his viewers, and our inaugural winner, Rachel Maddow. So the winner of the award will be the winner of the Brian Maddow Award. Yes, from this point forward, the weekly recipient will be the proud winner of the Brian Maddow Award. And I would like to give my thanks to Garth from Wisconsin for coming up with the idea. It truly, truly exemplified everything I was looking for. For those of you who put in and didn't get their name chosen, thank you. I'm sorry. But thank you. So from now on, every week we will have the winner of the Brian Maddow Award. Now, we were at the award ceremony this week, and it was recorded, and I will take you there. Here is myself earlier this week at the Brian Maddow Awards. Hello, everybody. This is Tom Velasquez, your host of the Paranormal Patriot, who's now the host of the Brian Maddow Awards. Can you beat that? This is an incredible night. The first award given for the Brian Maddow Awards. The buzz around town has been overwhelming. People don't know how to act. People are dressed to the nines. People are talking about this award, thinking, can I win it? Can I really win the Brian Maddow Award? But there's only one this week that can win it. only one. And it takes a truly special person to win this award. And we will get to that winner in just a minute. Look at Katy Perry just walked in. She's wearing next to nothing. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, Lady Gaga in her meat suit. Wonderful. George Clooney with his Dump Trump shirt. Thanks, George. I appreciate it. It's going to be a great night here at the Brian Maddow Awards. So, without further ado, let's get on with the show. And this week's Brian Maddow Award goes to none other than, drumroll please, California's own Democratic Senator Maxine Waters. Yes, Maxine Waters. Where are you, Maxine? No? Okay, Maxine cannot be here tonight to accept the award, but I will accept it for her. Unbelievable, Maxine. You who are telling the world, telling the country that Trump needs to be impeached, are the one who believes that Vladimir Putin invaded Korea. Oh, Maxine, we need more senators like you, more congresswomen like you, who have no idea what is going on in the world around you. But you want us to believe that you're smart enough to know that you have the knowledge and the authority and the power to call for Trump's impeachment. I'm sorry, but right now Trump looks like a raving genius next to you. But let's not hear it from me. Let's hear about it in your own words. So here is Maxine Waters, California Democratic Congresswoman, talking about how inept our president is.
Talking about the travel ban, the way that he's targeting Muslims, or whether he's talking about his relationship to Putin and the Kremlin, and knowing that they have hacked our DCCC and DNC, and knowing that he is responsible for supplying the bombs that killed innocent children and families in Aleppo. And the fact that he is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea, we cannot continue to have a president who's acting in this manner. It is dangerous to the United States of America.
Oh, Congressman Waters, please, please continue to enlighten us on your view of world events. Miss Waters was one of the Democratic lawmakers who boycotted Trump's inauguration, claimed that she neither respects or honors President Trump. She is also the same congresswoman who is actually calling for the impeachment of our president, as well as calling President Trump President Bush at the same news conference. Oh, Maxine Waters, you do this country a service by showing just how inept the Democrats are. President Vladimir Putin did not invade Korea. He invaded Crimea. I know they sound the same. And I know you were looking around saying, Korea, right? But you were wrong. And when you have to have a reporter tell you where President Bush is bombing, Aleppo. Yeah, Aleppo. We've had presidential candidates, Gary Johnson, get chastised and basically rendered irrelevant for less. But you continue to spout your nonsense. You continue to spout your hatred for this president because he does not follow the Democratic way of thinking. Because of that, You are now the proud recipient of the Brian Maddow Award, which is probably going to be your greatest accomplishment in life. The trophy, Miss Waters, is in the mail. I really, truly wish you were here for me to hand you this trophy so I could shake the hand of someone so out of touch, but yet holds so much power. I don't know if some of that power would go through me and would radiate through my body, but I can only hope. Miss Waters, I hope you take this award and place it on a foremost position on your mantle, as you have earned this award, as you've earned nothing more in your life. So to my listeners of the Paranormal Patriot, here is your official first recipient of the Brian Maddow Awards, California Congressman Democrat, Maxine Waters. Enjoy this award, Maxine. You've earned it. So this will conclude our coverage of the Brian Maddow Awards for this week. It has been a pleasure bringing it to you. Hey, Amy Schumer, how you doing? How's your Netflix special doing? Oh, I know those pesky Republicans. They're hurting your ratings. I'm sorry about that. Could it be that you're not funny? I don't think so. Oh, gosh, I know. Hey, you're number one too, Amy. Thanks, I appreciate it. Yeah, you gotta love Amy Schumer. Oh, look! Whoopi! What are you doing here? You said you were gonna leave if Trump got in. You lied to us. Oh, Whoopi, you're crazy. Get out of here! Literally, get out of here. We don't want you here. Really? I'm not even gonna repeat what Whoopi just said to me because it's not fit for the Paranormal Patriot audience. But hey, oh, no way! Come on, Samuel L. Jackson? Snakes on a plane? Come on, you weren't supposed to be here. Seriously, you kissed your mom with that mouth? I am not anything related to what you just called me. That was pretty rude, Samuel. No, I will not do that. Hey, she won it fair and square. Russia didn't invade Korea. Slip of the tongue. Okay. She has no idea what she's doing, Samuel. Come on. Really? Don't call me that. Alrighty, everybody, that's it from the Brian Maddow Awards this week. I gotta get out of here before Samuel L. Jackson beats the living tar out of me. Thanks for joining me. I hope everybody enjoyed the show. Congratulations to Maxine Waters for this week's award. You have truly earned it. Don't forget, we'll be back next week with another nominee. You have been listening to the Paranormal Patriots broadcast of the Brian Maddow Awards. We will talk to you next week. And in the meantime, who cares about common sense? All you need in life is the Brian Maddow Award. This is your host, Tom Balassus, signing off on an unbelievable night here in Owosso, Michigan. The Brian Maddow Awards were handed out. Maxine Waters, who decided not to show up, unfortunately. We had many celebrities here. We'll have many celebrities next week. I can't wait to see who shows up next week. So you need to be here for next week to find out who is the next recipient of the Brian Maddow Award. We'll go back to the studio to your host, Tom Balassus. Enjoy the show. And what a night it was. So many celebrities, so many birds thrown my way, so many choice words sent in my direction. I didn't know which way to turn. It was a great night at the Brian Maddow Awards, and the best part about it is we get to do it next week. So tell all your friends about the Brian Maddow Awards and tell them to listen to the Paranormal Patriot to find out who wins on a weekly basis. I need your nominations by Thursday of next week. Give me some time to get the nominations in and let me know who you think should win this week's Brian Maddow Award. So that'll be the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate, as I said in the beginning of the show, I appreciate everything you have done. I hope you enjoyed the Brian Maddow Awards. I hope maybe, for those of us who have been sick all winter, know what is causing our sickness. Let me know what you think about that. You can contact me at theparanormalpatriot @zoho.com, at theparapatriot on Twitter, the Paranormal Patriot on Facebook, and the Paranormal Patriot on Minds.com. Let me know what you thought of the inaugural Brian Maddow Awards. This will be a weekly event. I can't wait to see who shows up next week, and I can't wait to see who you guys nominate to win this week's award. I'm on pins and needles. So you're listening to the Paranormal Patriot. We will talk to you next week. Thanks for joining me. Have a great week.